What are your thoughts on competitive eating?
It depends on the food, obviously.
Okay.
But across the board, yes, I'm in favor of competitive eating. I guess it's okay.
You're approving of it.
I guess it's valid, yes.
It's a valid form of...
competition, yeah, yeah.
Of competition.
Of hobby, I don't know. I'll just say this. I have no ill will towards competition eaters. We'll go with that.
Okay. So competitive eating, there's two different kinds. There's the kind that is event-based, which is we are holding the hot dog contest, and Joey Chestnut comes and starts slamming hot dogs into his mouth, dunking them in water.
Yeah, the four-year reigning champion, this guy, you know.
Joey Chestnut. Have you ever seen a video of Joey Chestnut slamming down hot dogs? It's absurd. It's disgusting.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Is Joey Chestnut a real person?
Joey Chestnut is the guy. He's the reigning hot dog world champion. Let me look him up.
Oh, dude, the reason I said that is because I thought it was a fake person.
Oh,
I didn't know he wasn't actually the reigning hot
dog. No, yeah, Joey Chestnut, American competitive eater. As of 2022, he ranked first in the world by major league eating. In 2007, Chestnut won the 92nd annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest held in New York City. Chestnut defeated six-time defending champion Takuro Kobayashi. Six-time defending champion. I remember watching this. Kobayashi, he was unbeatable. But Joey Chestnut comes in and he starts slamming hot dogs into water. Because you know that's what they do.
Yeah, the strategy, because they have to eat the bun, right?
Right. So the strategy is you take your fist and you grip the hot dog and then you fist it down into the water and then you slam it into your mouth. In order to beat Kobayashi, he needed to eat a world record of 66 hot dogs and buns. And then Wikipedia has an acronym for hot dogs and buns. It's HDB, hot dogs and buns, HDB.
Because it's like a unit of measurement.
Right. Because this Wikipedia page is like, we're going to say hot dogs and buns so many times, we need to create a shorthand.
We gotta just do it.
Also, a little Wikipedia note. I also linked to the Wikipedia page of hot dog and buns separately. He consumed a world record of 66 hot dogs in 12 minutes. So 66 hot dogs in 12 minutes, that means that every minute you have to eat 5.5 hot dogs, which means that every second, one hot dog every 10 seconds, basically. Which, if you're taking bites,
oh yeah,
you're never going to do that.
No.
So what you have to do is you have to dunk them in water, and then you have to slam them in your mouth, and it has to be a smooth motion.
Yeah, you got to shoot them like a shot, straight down.
You have to look like a cartoon. Like how would a cartoon eat this? That's how you win. The following year, he successfully defended his title by winning a 5-hot dog eat-off after trying Kobayashi and consuming 59 HDB in 10 minutes. I'm assuming the only way that any of these events take place is you have to challenge in public with a certain number of witnesses. Kobayashi, I challenge you.
I'm calling you out, Kobayashi.
On July 4th, 2009, Chestnut beat Kobayashi again by consuming a world record 68 HDB and winning his third consecutive title. On July 4th, 2010, Chestnut took home his fourth consecutive mustard belt, eating 54 HDB, which, by the way, he went down 12 HDB from the year before.
Okay, because that's my question here. Eventually, outside of you coming up with a trick like the water, where you figure out a new way to hack it, right? There's going to be a limit. There has to be. There's only so many hot dogs within the span of whatever it is, 60 seconds, pick up and put in your mouth, right? Like, even there has to be a limit. Because I worry about the long-term health of this sport. There's nowhere to go.
You're not going to want to hear this. In 2021, which was 14 years after initially gaining the title, Joey Chestnut consumed 76 HDB, breaking his own world record for the contest. So he's getting better.
Okay, but how is my question?
Well, I'm assuming it's because as you age, the body starts to shut down certain functions.
So you can override when the body's going, no more hot dogs. No, stop. What are you doing? You can shut that off easier. Where your body rejects the dog because you have 40 pounds of them inside you.
The neuron that goes from your stomach that's full of hot dogs to your brain. And says, stop.
Yeah, eventually that biological impulse shuts off and you get an extra 10. I mean, this is madness.
So here's Joey Chestnut.
15,000 generations of humanity, yet we have evolved not at all. Bound like animals to the laws of physics. Shamed before the
Okay, I don't know what the fuck.
So it is, we are breaking reality is the whole point of this.
So this is on ESPN.
Yeah.
And this is Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just.
Only one man has stood to say that he will dictate what is and is not possible in this world. I speak of this man. For he has broken reality.
Okay. ESPN is quoted as saying, Joey Chestnut has broken reality.
The one athlete.
So that was a WWE style fictional backstory. But what's weird about that, aside from the fact that this is, of course, taking place at a theme park, I think it's at Coney Island, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
First of all, this was a month ago. This is not like in 2009. They're still doing this.
Yeah.
WWE, they have that over the top.
Yeah.
Backstory.
We're bringing this guy out and it's a show. It's so sensationalized.
Right. But the thing about WWE is that the outcomes are decided.
Yeah, predetermined.
Yeah.
There's a whole storyline.
Yeah, based on storylines. But that's not true for this.
No. This actually has to perform.
Right.
After this and actually do something that is impressive.
But so it's bizarre that he's just so good at eating hot dogs. I mean, he's the Michael Jordan of eating hot dogs.
Joey Chestnut! Are you ready to sip from the volcano? Are you ready to make love to the dragon, Brooklyn?
Are you ready to sip from the volcano? Are you ready to make love to the dragon, Brooklyn? That's insane. Even though I know he's doing it to be funny.
Yeah. It still comes back around. It, yes. So that is so wild.
That's the most wild thing because, again, these people really are going to eat the hot dogs. And this isn't like, oh, I'm the world record holder for doing the most pogo sticks while wearing Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know, something that only I tried. There's a line of people that every year for the past 20 years have tried to beat this guy.
They just can't.
And they can't. I guess in eating contests, there has to be constant cheering. It's unlike any other sporting event.
Because awkward silence.
I just don't think there's a second that you could allow for silence in one of these things.
I don't think so.
Because you don't want to hear the dunk and then the dunk.
Yeah, that somehow is not as satisfying as the baseball crack.
Right.
Where we have to like mic the umpire so we can hear it.
Yeah, it's not like everybody comes to a hush when somebody shoots a free throw. There's no free throws in competitive hot dog eating. I'm trying to get to 76 HDB. I mean, at a certain point, too, if Joey Chestnut, you've been doing this for 10 years, you've been doing this for 20 years almost.
Yeah.
At a certain point, you just got to say, as you're breaking your record again.
As you're still striving, still reaching.
You got to do the Apple iPhone thing where it's like, well, I probably should stop now that I've broken the record so I can break it again next year. You know, the iPhone, they're like, well, don't put all that stuff in there.
Yeah, save that feature for next year.
We're going to do that in 2 years. And so Joey Chestnut's at 73 HDB, and he's like, oh, I got another three easy. I can get to 76 HDB. And he's like, nah, I'm doing this next year.
Yeah.
I'm out. You know?
As long as I don't get someone right behind me, I'll leave that wiggle room.
He has other records, too. Chestnut, in 2008, Chestnut defeated IFOCE, which I've never heard of that, but I'm going to take a wild guess. International Federation of Competitive Eating. The International Federation of Competitive Eating. I got
nice,
it right.
Dude.
I did it. I'm sure the International Federation of Competitive Eating would say there's actually 34 different types of competitive eating. But as far as I'm concerned, there are two.
Yes.
The first one is event style. And the second is ongoing on your own, which is we have a running record at this restaurant. Okay. Somebody came into this restaurant and ate 30 of our blueberry pies in 20 minutes one time. And we have a big chalkboard and you can try to eat 31. And if you don't, you have to pay for all the pies.
Yeah.
That is on-demand competitive eating. Both of these, by the way, are scams. I guess in every way, every sport is only to shill for products.
Yes.
Like the only reason football still exists is because they want you to buy Gatorade or something.
Yeah.
Every sport in America is entrenched in capitalism, blah, blah, blah. This one is a scam. This one is the most one-to-one. Why do we have a hot dog eating contest? Because it's a big advertisement for Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
Yep.
And these men put their bodies on the line and they come here and do a commercial the on-demand eating is also a scam.
Yeah, because it's built on the idea that, oh, if you eat all this, you'll get it for free or something like that. Or you'll get something of value, knowing full well that you're probably not going to be able to eat it.
And they can charge $50, $60 and you feel like you did a competition.
Yeah.
Hey, if you come to our...
You come to our new chicken wing place.
Right.
You'll be able to...
And you can take the cluck, cluck, cluck 30-wing challenge. If you can down 30 wings in 120 seconds... You won't have to pay for them, but it's $60 if you lose. And so that's another way you make money.
Mm.
But what's weird about every one of these is it's also directly antithetical to your purpose of making money. Because whether it's at your local diner or on national television, your brand, your restaurant is butt up against this guy gorging himself.
Eating the... It's like if the best way to advertise Apple was people using it in the worst way. It's like right. the worst application of hot dogs. You're going to love Nathan's Famous hot dogs. These things are delicious. You're really going to take your time with these things. Meanwhile, right. this dude is just shoving them down.
This type of stunt advertising, the only corporation I've ever seen that it makes sense for is Red Bull.
Yes.
Because Red Bull will put out a video strapping 100 hot air balloons to one man. And I'm like, yeah, that matches, you know. Guy jumps off skyscraper without a parachute. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, is this some vlogger? And it's like, no, it's from Red Bull. And you're like, yeah. And then at the end, it's like Red Bull.
It gives you wings.
It gives you wings.
Yeah, so you're perfectly
which
set.
Is perfect for the guy that jumps off the skyscraper without a parachute. Or it's like, going down Mount Everest with a mountain bike. It gives you wings. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But Nathan's hot dog slogan isn't...
You can break time if you eat 60 of these. Like, it's not the purpose of Nathan's hot dogs.
There's nothing intense about your local diner saying, hey, if you eat 60 pancakes in an hour... We'll give you a bib and you'll get them for free. Because what that really translates to is at best, you go to the diner, everybody cheers you on,
yeah.
everybody has a nice time. But at worst, you're in the corner with 60 pancakes and I'm trying to eat my one pancake, you know, in peace, trying to spend time with my kids. And I turn around and there's this guy who's just gulping down these pancakes. He's drinking them almost. And I'm like, what are you doing over there? And he's like, well, the only way you can eat 60 pancakes
is if you grab 10 of them at a time, squash them like this, dump them in the Coke. Put that on one side of your mouth. Now for time, if you do it again, do it on the other side, and then swallow.
The waitress comes over and says, can I get you any more pancakes? And I'm like, no, you can't. I don't want to eat pancakes ever again. And they're like, damn it. I think it's antithetical to the brand.
You're not wrong.
But I did not bring this up to talk about Joey Chestnut.
Okay.
I brought this up to talk about on-demand eating contests. And so, of course, I had to look up if they've ever happened at Disney.
Yes.
And they have.
Oh, no.
Secret menu, Nachos Rio Grande Challenge at Pecos Bill Telltale in Disney World. Editor's update. The Nachos Rio Grande Challenge will no longer be available after September 30th, 2017. Here's what it was before they discontinued it. And now we play our favorite game. What could have possibly gone wrong?
Who did what to make this stop?
Because if this was turning a profit, they don't get rid of it.
Yep.
Unless it was causing problems. What's that? You've never heard of the Nachos Rio Grande Challenge at Pecos Bill's in Disney World's Magic Kingdom? Yeah, don't feel bad. This is from a Disney food blog, by the way. Yeah, don't feel bad, because I never heard of it either until just a couple weeks ago. But I was so excited when one of our readers asked about the giant nachos at Pecos Bill's, and I was even more excited when I headed over to check them out. Luckily, they just started these a couple of months ago, and they weren't publicized anywhere, as is the case with other challenges around Disney World, like the Kitchen Sink Sundae at Beaches and Cream.
Yes.
This one is pricey and meant to enjoy with a crowd. To get the Nachos Rio Grande, you need to arrive between 3 and 6 p.m. at Pecos Bill Telltale Inn and Cafe in Magic Kingdom's Frontierland. That's so specific.
All right.
Let a cast member know you'd like to order the secret nachos, and the whole restaurant will start buzzing with excitement. I quickly found out that the nachos serve 6 to 8 people or more, and the order brings with it a whole VIP experience.
That's what I was going to say. Usually, sometimes you go someplace and you go, I'm going to take the 2-pound burger challenge. Now, if someone takes a 2-pound burger challenge, everyone in the restaurant is going to know about it.
Right.
Because someone pulls a horn, there's a bell that goes off, the factory whistle blows, and oh, we got a guy, you're going to do it. And everyone's just staring at him.
The 2-pound burger challenge. after you order and pay the astronomical $90 price tag, Disney inflated competitive eating price tags. The Major League Eating Corporation does not condone Disney's price gouging of our otherwise wholesome sport. Cast members will don their special cowboy hats and escort you back to a reserved table set with pioneer-style tin plates and checkered napkins.
Oh, my God.
Too much for me already. Too much attention.
Already for this $100 custom experience you're having, you're getting to go to like a secret place in Disney World.
I think it's just a corner of the restaurant.
Oh.
I thought the same thing reading this, but it looks like a corner of the restaurant. But they seem to really make it a big deal, which is wild that it was secret for more than 10 minutes. Like, if they did this today, it would be all over my Twitter
feed. There'd be 10 people in the park filming just what's happening that day. Back then, you could have at least like a week where no one was there to just see it. No one who would know better.
Right.
Who would like say, oh, this is new.
Maybe why they shut it down. I just love the idea that they're drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
Because what I would imagine this would be like a secret menu thing. Hey, I want to do the nacho challenge. And they're like, okay, come here. We're going to let you do the nacho challenge.
Yeah.
But you got to be quiet.
Don't let anyone else know.
You cannot eat these really loud. And definitely don't do what the last guy did, which was take all the nachos, dunk them in a giant bottle of water. You just hear the cracking of a 375 Dasani water bottle as you pour it all over your nachos. You massage them and then just start smacking them into your face. What is that man doing? Parents are covering the eyes of their children. It's okay. He's with. I guess that is like you have to kind of make a big deal of it just to make sure people know that there's nothing wrong. Put on a cowboy hat. Go tell everybody what he's about to do. Hey, everybody, we're doing a nacho challenge. Oh, it's a challenge.
Yeah, and you get the added bonus of suddenly advertising the $100 challenge to everyone in the restaurant.
Very soon, the whole restaurant, yeah, it's no joke. It's pretty much every cast member in the place, walks from the kitchen to your table in a huge parade processional of ringing cowbells and cheers.
Oh, no.
It's a serious spectacle and so much fun. The best part is that they seem to be having just as much fun as you are. But they're not.
Because they're at work.
Because they're at work. The huge nachos are brought to your VIP table in a mini covered wagon, along with big tins of green and red salsa and queso. So a big part of competitive eating is to have tricks, because you can't go in there and be like, well, I'm just going to keep eating until I win.
Yeah,
that's not an option.
There's got to be a strategy before you even get there.
One of the strategies, big bites, is what I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Because you take small bites, you're gulping down air, you get full faster.
More time chewing.
Once you've conquered the Nacho Rio Grande Challenge, eaters are treated to a fun ceremony featuring the Pecos Bill Code of the West, an official certificate, and cowboy hats and sheriff badges for everyone in the party. The $90 price tag is high, but the VIP treatment, cast members are available to get anything you need throughout the meal. So it's kind of like a table service experience in a counter service restaurant. That sentence is why it closed. So why did it stop?
Yeah.
Unlimited beverages are included in the challenge. Well, yeah, can I start with six waters, no lid?
Six large waters, no lid.
You want them to soak for a couple minutes. You're throwing chips into, you got your water. Okay, time's up on this one. You got your little iPhone timer. It's been 3 minutes for this one. And then you just, you smack and, this guy's amazing. Once you place your order, the celebration began. Our muchacho, and in parentheses, our personal server. This is from Disney, by the way.
Hello, I'm your muchacho. My name is Brett.
Everybody's fighting the cast members. I want to be the muchacho.
Dude, you've been the muchacho for the last three times someone ordered this. This is rare someone orders this, man. You've been hogging it.
And fun experience is very unique and one of a kind. The nachos aren't bad either. So this really isn't a competitive eating challenge.
No.
Wait, does it say if you finish? I mean, you're going to get the certificate regardless, right?
Probably.
The kitchen sink at Beaches and Cream also isn't a challenge.
No, I think it's just like a menu item.
And there's all sorts of challenges. Drinking around the world's a challenge, but they're all unofficial.
Yeah.
Disney does not condone competitive eating on a large scale. And the reason Disney doesn't do this, in my speculative opinion, is because they don't need to.
As is the case with most things, they don't do. Why bother?
What's wild about the Magic Kingdom one... That's taking place
at Pecos Bill, which is an insane madhouse of everyone running around with plastic trays at any given time.
I mean, the line is out the door. I mean, it's 3 p.m. The parade's about to start. We got to get something in these kids' stomachs. You're waiting in line, that giant cube of line. Yeah. I think that's the register I'm going to get to.
You're not even entirely sure yet. If you're in a line, technically, does this count?
You finally get to the register for somebody to take your order, and you're like, I just want... a small plate of tacos and a Dasani bottle of water. It's hot. It's humid. You've been waiting 2 hours for Seven Dwarves. It broke down 3 times. You're having the worst day.
So dehydrated. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get a table in this place.
You look around. There's not a table in sight. You sent your wife to go get a table. She came back. There's no tables. I can't find a table. He's like, okay, it's fine. I'm finally to the front of the line. He turns and says, what I would like is, and right before that happens, she says, oh, shit, wait. And then, and then she grabs a bell. Ding, 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 ding.
Because as she was ringing you up, pressing number 3, notification came up that said, oh, my God, someone ordered the Bel Grande. Okay, hit it. Okay, I got it.
On the Windows XP My Disney Experience cast member screen, placing, you know, you want nachos, you want Dasani, but then it goes, it's nacho time.
Everything grayed out. He was locked out.
And she gets a big smile. Because that article makes it very clear that everybody's going out. And they said, every cast member in the whole place is a big...
It stops. Everything stops because someone ordered this.
Ding, 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 ding. She's ringing the bell. Everybody's dancing. Nacho, nacho.
As they form a conga line.
A nacho, nacho, nacho. And they're all wearing sombreros. I mean, they are. They're ringing bells. They have a reserved table just for them. There's a bunch of hot, sweaty people in basketball shorts, sunburnt, just staring at this family. Or really what it is, 8 food bloggers that Twitter DM'd each other to go.
Yeah, because especially if this is taking place in like 2017, what is a day ticket back then? Is it over $100? Because even if it is, and I paid $100 to get in here, I'm not paying another $100 for lunch and it's just nachos. How big of an ask is that?
Right, at a quick service location. I mean, I guess if you had 8 people, it comes out to like $11, so maybe it's a good deal. But it's not. Yeah. And you wouldn't know about it. It's a secret menu item.
What is the benefit of adding this as a secret menu item? How do people find out about this? Was it part of the strategy that people have to find out via someone getting it and then being like, oh, that exists. That's a thing.
I think it was around the time that I'm sure they were still encouraging grassroots media. These people are doing free advertising for us. Let's throw them a bone with a nacho thing. A nacho, nacho, nacho.
This is before they like have to stop the whole Andy's coming thing because someone says it every 30 right. seconds. Yeah, we're still playing with this a little bit.
Here's your nachos. Oh my God, these guys are going to film it. That's going to be so cool. Maybe I'll be in a video. That's what they're thinking. It's 2015. Yeah. Everything's okay. A nacho, nacho, nacho. And that family's just standing there like, son of a finally comes back. She's all out of breath. Okay. What would you like? Like a single plate of nachos. And she just goes,
well, after that, yeah.
Yeah. Can't even get excited for that anymore.
What are you, a joke?
Yeah, I think we got a few we dropped on the floor during the conga line. I'll pick those up for you. That'll be $30. For an extra 60, we can do the whole thing. Nope. Okay. Sorry, we only have one reserve table. Can you do that for me? No, not until they get up. And then you pan over to them and they got this giant plate of nachos. I mean, that photo has giant lemonade pitchers full of salsa.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're sitting down for like an hour meal right. here.
Joey Chestnut comes in. Oh, God. Do you think he's going to do it? I'm just with my family today. He's pissed.
Do you want a photo?
He's not nice. Like, you have to be nice if you're famous for shoving hot dogs down your throat. You have no air of ego to you.
Yeah.
He gets to the front. Hi, Mr. Chestnut. You know, here at Pecos Bills, we have this challenge. He puts a hand in your face. I'd just like a Coke. Do you want a lid? She's still hopeful.
Are you sure you don't want a water?
Maybe a big one. A lid. It's nacho time.
As the lights flash, big cowboy ads. It's so stupid.
It's at the choke point of crowds in the Magic Kingdom.
It is the worst spot to do anything. Like, we did it at the bottleneck in between Peter Pan and It's a Small World.
We've got a new It's a Small World food challenge.
Here's a new challenge. Stand by the topping bar in Pecos Bill for 5 minutes without getting pushed over. It's just a mess in there.
It's so stupid to do the nacho challenge at Magic Kingdom because it is the only park that has constant operational issues but is never lacking in any attractiveness.
No.
And no one's ever like, oh, there's nothing to do at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
If you had that place to yourself, it is a party. It's everything you've ever wanted. There's a ride every 30 feet.
Yeah.
It's not Disneyland, but Magic Kingdom's still dense with attractions.
Yeah.
It's, everybody's running everywhere, but it's a mess because it's so popular. There's 80,000 people in there. Why are we doing the nacho challenge? The Rio Grande, the Pecos Bills Rio Grande. Is that what it was called? In those situations, it's a secret menu item, but it places that advertise it. Like, you'll be walking by a chicken place and it'll have the challenge in the window.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was at a pho place one time. And it was like, if you can eat like 6 bowls of pho in 5 minutes, you win. You know, you watch competitive eating videos online because you're a glutton for gluttony. I want to do the challenge where I eat 40 pizzas really fast. And you know, they're at some pizza place in Wisconsin. They're like, okay, anything else? We also have wings. Do you want any wings? Like, well, no, I want to do the challenge. You know,
I want you to be excited for me.
Yeah.
I'm not excited. I know you're going to fail. 5 other people did today. You're no different. You're nothing.
That's the attitude, though.
They don't care.
They don't care.
To the point where they're not even watching you do it most of the time. Yeah.
No.
I mean, could you imagine if they're still doing the Stop Everything Pecos Bill parade today? How annoying that would be. But if they had something like that that you had to do, where everyone has to get involved.
I mean, they have like a secret menu thing at the All-Star Movies where you can get a viewfinder. You order a secret menu item. They bring it out like a briefcase and you order from the secret menu on a viewfinder.
Oh.
And like it goes, you can click through it, like the view wheel. That's not even that big. And that's at the All-Star Movies.
Yeah.
Probably because they're like, guys, what if we did this thing where we all came out in big top hats and saying, hooray for Hollywood. And then we watched somebody eat like 30 chicken tenders in a row. And they're like, no, this is the All-Star Movies. This is a really busy food court. You can't do shit like that here. Don't even try. Meanwhile, Magic Kingdom, heart of chaos, one of the only places that has a no-fly zone in the United States.
All guest flow stops the second someone orders that.
You're in Tomorrowland. You hear the bells. It's like a new pope has been
chosen. Like when you hear the fireworks for the castle show. Yeah. No matter where you are, you're like, oh, that's happening right now.
God, the bells are ringing. It's like you're in an old European town. Oh my gosh, we must go inside. We're being attacked. No, somebody's doing the nacho challenge. The Rio Grande challenge at Pecos Bills. We must go watch.
As they all huddle around that tiny little window that looks in from the outside.
The parade is going on behind
them. Oh, yeah, because both of those crowds are clashing because you have the people who have been sitting since noon
for
the 4 o'clock parade. And then you've also got the people who are running over there right now.
Well, then all the people from the 4 o'clock parade have turned around, gone to that little window to watch this family eat. Meanwhile, the parade's happening behind them. They're missing it, but the people on the parade, Flynn Rider on that big swinging thing, is trying to get a view. He's like ducking down. He's trying to see. He's trying to see inside. Are they doing it? Have they gone for the salsa verde yet?
All the characters on the ground on the other side of the float
right.
are very obviously looking past it.
Yeah, they're like, and, you know, they're doing their little dance. Whistle while you work, and they're cheating to the right to see. Oh my God.
Catch a glimpse.
Have they gone for the queso tin yet? Meanwhile, in there, some guy, he's got the queso tin and he's barreling it.
But he's doing like something you've never seen. He's spinning it. He's like whipping it. He like whips his wrist down really quick. So that way there's momentum and all gets out. It's like, I didn't even think of that.
It looks like a washing machine, you know, and the queso twirling into his gullet. And he's going, he's smacking his throat.
It's the type of thing where you go, oh, that's 6 months worth of training right there.
Yeah, you did get the badge whether you won or not.
Oh, man.
People keep asking Plan Disney about this, and they keep responding. They say, the Pecos Bill thing is no longer offered. Have you considered, and this is actually what they suggest, Plan Disney suggests, and back then it was probably the Disney Moms panel, but they suggest instead of ordering the nachos for 8, why don't you see who can find the most hidden Mickeys? And in parentheses, these are shapes that look like Mickey Mouse's head that are hidden all over Walt Disney World. Or pose for photos with the most characters.
Guys.
That's not a replacement for my Rio Grande Nacho Challenge.
That's not even food.
Where would the Disney World hot dog eating contest take place if they did it? It cannot be on the castle stage. That's too much.
Come to think of it, I'm actually very surprised that there was never a competitive hot dog eating or something like that at Disney World. Why didn't they host an event like that?
Because I just don't think it's a magical thing. And I know that's very PR-y, but there's no magical spin on the hot dog eating contest.
This is the type of thing that would have to be at the ESPN complex.
Right.
You could never pull this off in a park.
But I will say, there's one prize that is commonly given at eating competitions that I would enter and train, and I know everyone else would too, to achieve.
Okay.
And that is, in a lot of these places, if you eat the most or get the thing, your picture gets put up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
which is an invaluable thing at Walt Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Especially a visible picture of you.
Oh, yeah.
Not a little...
Leave a legacy.
Leave a legacy photo.
Yeah, where you're on, I mean, this guy won something.
Right.
He's important. Yeah,
that's worth it. It's just a disposable camera 5x9 print with scotch tape of me on the wall of Pecos Bill.
With a copy paper background, tiny Walmart frame.
Is that a celebrity that's visited here? No, that man ate more nachos than we've ever seen in the 1 week we did this thing.